मुस्लिम नहीं गांधी है,
देश का दूसरा गांधी है।
Activists with flags and placards chanting in Hindi, he is not Asim, but he is a storm. He is the nation's another Gandhi. As they mobbed the Mumbai court on Monday when Asim Trivedi made his appearance. A freelance cartoonist and an anti-corruption campaigner, Mr. Trivedi is facing sedition charges for posting on his website and at campaign blogs cartoons regarded as disrespectful of India's national symbols. These cartoons include one which depicts the parliament as a giant toilet bowl. Another was entitled The Gang Rape of Mother India. And yet another depicted the three lions in India's national emblem as wolves with their teeth dripping blood and the message Long Live Corruption written underneath. Mr. Trivedi, who is now in judicial custody until his hearing on September 24th, has refused to seek bail, saying that he is not an anti-nationalist and that the sedition charges should be dropped. Malcolm Rodriguez, an activist with the movement India Against Corruption, explains.
They are telling him to take bail, but Asim Trivedi is refusing to take bail. He is willing to go to jail because outside there is no freedom, then he'd better go inside.
This is not the first time cartoonists are being targeted for being critical of politicians. In April, the Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, sent a professor to prison for emailing cartoons critical of her. Sudhir Tailang, one of India's leading cartoonists, says he's surprised by the growing intolerance to cartoons.
Cartoonists in India have been a very, very important part of our democracy. Last 60 years, we have been given complete freedom. The thing is that in the last 6 months, I find that there is a concerted effort to muzzle the voice of the cartoonists. It can come from the chief ministers, it can come from the ministers, it can come from the governments, it can come from the members of legislative assembly, it can come from the officials, it can come from any quarter of the system. And I would say that probably the political cartoon is the last bastion of free speech.
Many see the sedition charge as too harsh a punishment for parody and political satire, when the corrupt politicians at the core of the subject matter get away with far less punishment. Keshwa, the cartoonist for the Hindu newspaper, says while the use of national symbols in Mr. Trivedi's cartoons were distasteful, it does not justify sedition charges.
Because it was meant to be a campaign cartooning, there was anger all around against corruption and the levels of corruption which the government was into. And this was a national popular anger which was personified by Anna Hazare and his movement.
Had the government not moved against Mr. Trivedi, the cartoons may not have been seen by as many people as it has now. So was the arrest of Mr. Trivedi an overreaction and paranoia on the part of the government? Professor Shiv Vishwanathan is a sociologist at the O.P. Jindal Global University in Haryana.
Even a bad cartoonist is allowed freedom of speech. The cartoons are not very exciting. But the real cartoons are the politicians. The real caricature of politics is not coming from the cartoonist, it's coming from the political regime, it's coming from the state, because to a certain extent they don't understand that cartooning is a political hazard. Sedition, seen at a certain level, is an occupational hazard of any cartoonist, because to a certain extent he caricatures, he trespasses, he distorts. But that creativity is a part of the democratic imagination. The sadness is not of the cartoonist. The sadness is a political regime has got so insecure and so lacking in confidence that even a bad cartoon seems to threaten them.
It's a view shared by retired Supreme Court judge and chairman of the Press Council of India, Markande Kadju.
In a democracy, people have the right to draw cartoons, they have a right to criticize politicians, and politicians must learn how to accept criticism. Otherwise, they should get out of politics. In a democracy, people have a right to criticize politicians, because in a democracy, it is the people who are supreme, and politicians are servants of the people.